responding to the direction I was giving you to go over and pick up the garbage. And when I saw you doing that, it dawned on me, this is my job. He's doing what I'm asking him to do. He's my helper because it's my job. That's what went through my mind. And it was at that moment that I became green and clean.
Right. That's when you really took the responsibility. And it wasn't until then, because most people not only want people to achieve the result, but they tell them how to do it, when to do it, and then they are not a helper, someone that will really add their own contribution to make the result happen. So because of that, I think that's what makes the difference in that story, is that people, you came to realize, and that's interesting that you say right now, it was at that moment when you realized, hey, wait a minute, this is my job.
That's right. It was right then. I also frame it really for me as a trust story, because you extended trust to me. You know, you trained me over a couple week period. You extended this trust to me. You gave me the job, and yet I did nothing for 5 days. And it would have been tempting for you, I'm sure, and very easy to kind of have pulled back the trust and said, well, maybe he's too young to handle this. But you didn't. And ultimately, it was the trust that motivated me as I gained the awareness of what this was. And so that's why the whole idea of extending trust is so vital, because it actually brings out the best in people. And it did it to me as a 7-year-old boy.
That's one of the things I enjoyed so much about the book, seriously, because you focused a great deal upon not just do you trust another person, but will you extend trust to them and really believe in them and then stay with the original agreement until they come to feel like, wait a minute, I am trusted? Because trust is the highest form of human motivation.
Absolutely. And most people kind of know that from their own experience, because they probably, almost all of us could probably point to a person or two in our lives that believed in us, that trusted us, that extended trust to us, and believed in us maybe more than we even believed in ourselves. And we responded to that trust and rose to the occasion. It brought out the best in us. And I know I can point to people that have done that. You have, Mom has, John Walsh has, the person I tell the story about that trusted me at work when I didn't even fully have confidence in myself. And others have in my life. And I think most people have those types of people in their lives that believed in them, that trusted them, extended trust to them, and they can think back of how they responded to it. They didn't abuse them.